Right now, though, panel, time for you to answer some questions. Now, all of your questions, because I know you're up on your economics, they'll be about great blunders in international business.
Oh.
Ready for this? Paula, back in 1991, Gerald Ratner, who ran a successful chain of discount stores in Britain, sort of the equivalent of like Target or something like that, he made a speech in which he explained the secret of his business. He said he was able to sell luxury goods at extremely low prices because his products were what?
Bad.
Exactly right. His phrase was total crap. I quote him. He said, quote, "We sell cut glass sherry decanters complete with six glasses on a silver-plated tray that your butler can serve you drinks on, all for £4.95. People say, how can you sell this for such a low price? I say, because it's total crap." He then went on to say in the same speech that some of the jewelry they sold at his store was, quote, "cheaper than a prawn sandwich, but probably wouldn't last as long." Once the media picked up on the speech, Ratner's company lost nearly $1 billion in value. He lost his job soon thereafter. And to this day, in British business circles, unwisely criticizing your own business is called doing a Ratner. Adam, when European vacuum cleaner company Electrolux brought their very successful international marketing campaign to the U.S., they realized very quickly that their slogan would have to change. What was the slogan?
Suck it up.
No, you're close, though. It was a simple statement of fact about their product.
It sucks.
Exactly right.
Sure.
Actually, the slogan was, "Electrolux sucks better," would be the slogan. And they, you know, they'd say this. They'd go across the world and they'd say, "Electrolux sucks better," in every language. And people would say, well, in that case, perhaps I shall, in fact, buy one. However, in the U.S., it didn't work, because not only would the slogan have depressed sales, but "Electrolux sucks better" is also kind of a non sequitur, isn't it?